Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, and it is a glorious day indeed. The Nashville Predators get their season underway tonight at Bridgestone Arena against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Predators head coach John Hines. John, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Thanks for having me.
So, John, the journey to get here, obviously, has been very strange and filled with uncertainty along the way. But now that we're here, what are your feelings about opening night and the opportunity in front of you and this team?
Yeah, we're really excited. We're really excited to get started. I think from, you know, as you said, it's kind of been, at least in my time here, is a little, it's kind of been, you know, cut up where you come in for a couple months, then you had the break, and then we came back for the play-in, then another long break, and now we're back together for, you know, hopefully everything works out well with the pandemic where we can be together for a long period of time. But we really tried to use the time in between our things together to really talk to players, talk to our leaders, really talk about the identity of what this team needs to be extremely competitive, and you know what? Why haven't we had as much success, you know, over the last couple of years, or particularly last year, you know, with everything that had gone on? And I really feel like we know what the core values of the team are now. It's from the players and the staff, and you know, we talked coming into camp is that we have all those things set, but we can't have a say in do gap. Meaning we're going to say we want to be a tougher team to play against. We want to have, you know, commitment. We need guys to have better seasons than they've had. And then now our behavior and actions have to back that up. And I feel in training camp, you know, we pushed the players. It was a competitive camp. I think the response every day was good from the players. They put it into it. You know, as a coach, you can put them in situations that are going to be extremely competitive, but there's got to be a certain amount of effort and intensity level from the players day in and day out. And I feel like in camp we did that. So now it's time to really test ourselves. We got an opening night tonight and against another team in another jersey. And let's see how good our preparation was. And now we've got to put our actions on the ice.
Yeah, John, we had Matt Duchene on yesterday, and he had an interesting comment on that topic. Used the word baggage, but talking about, you know, this team – a lot of these guys, of course, on the team that go to the Stanley Cup final, and then maybe you get more focused on results. We want that result as opposed to what does it take to get there, you know, the process. I mean, is that something you saw when you came in? Do you feel that there's validity there, and do you feel like, I guess, that's changed? You've been able to change that some.
Well, I think sometimes when you've had success, it's about the expectation – the expectation to get back to that level. And you can't put yourself in position to compete for the Stanley Cup if you don't get there. And I think the focus really should be short term. I think you hear it a lot of times in athletics about, you know, one day at a time, or, you know, we got to get better every day. We have to use every day to our advantage. And the reason you do that, and where it's not really hollow words, is you have to come in and have the mindset. The most important thing for us coming in was we had to establish our core values as a team. Okay, what are those things going to be? How are we going to be as a team on and off the ice? Then it comes into training camp. You can't be thinking about the regular season and training camp. It's got to be establishing your habits, your identity. It's how you practice. Like, you got to be in the moment, and you have to make use of that time to set yourself up. Okay, now we get to the regular season. You can't be talking about the Stanley Cup before the season starts. I think what you have to do is understand, what does it take to win? And then your focus has to be on that. Then when you get in the regular season, you know, it's about being a hard team to play against. It's being very consistent in your effort. it's not getting too high after wins or too low after losses, and really having a mindset that, you know, it's on the present. And then if you give yourself the opportunity through the regular season to put the work in and have the right mindset, then you give yourself the opportunity to get in the playoffs. Then you start, you know, okay, what's it going to take to get through the playoffs to be able to win? Sometimes when you go directly to the end result, you know, or you just get satisfied with, okay, you're winning, but maybe your goaltender's excellent, your style of game, the consistency level in your game, it's not a recipe to continue to win. That's why that short-term focus is really important.
Predators head coach John Hines on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And John, I've been around Roman Josi since he came into the league and have watched his evolution to this point. And he's always talked about getting better and wanting to add to his game. And obviously last year just operated at a ridiculous level, wins the Norris Trophy. Can Roman Josi still get better? Like, what have you seen from him so far in camp? Because it seems like that guy is always improving and adding to his game.
Yes, he's a special player in the sense that he's got unbelievable talent, but he combines that talent with coachability, strong work ethic. He doesn't take anything for granted. You know, he won the Norris Trophy, and you know, being around him, you know, you guys obviously, people don't have the opportunity to be around him on a day in and day out basis like we do. And you know, it's like he won the Norris Trophy, and his mindset has almost been when he won it. You know, it's an unbelievable accomplishment for him and for the organization, but it's like, okay, that's one piece of hardware, but I'm not satisfied. The most important thing for me is I want to win a Stanley Cup, and I want to be on a team that's going to be able to contend and compete. And his actions back it up. You know, even this year, he was here during the whole offseason. I think he went back to Switzerland for what, 2 weeks. You know, he was here. He was leading the player skates. He changed some. He made some adaptations to his training program. To just change things up to get better in that area. I know he's really going into the mental skills training. That part of his development is really, you know, on him, and he's come back and done the same thing. He drives practice. He drives the mentality, and I think you're seeing a Roman Josi that's a mature guy. He's really taken a strong interest in leadership. How does he become a better captain? More vocal. You know, how does he hold people accountable the right way as a captain? And I just see a lot of growth and maturity from him.
John, obviously Ryan Johansson was so good, you know, in the bubble. And there was a contrast between that and his regular season. Understanding that, you know, it's probably unrealistic to expect any player to have that maybe full playoff intensity every night of a bridge regular season. What are your expectations for Ryan this year?
Well, you know, I think what you really want to do is if we move on from the regular season last year, from, you know, March at the pause, you know, some meetings and discussions with Ryan, with myself and some of his teammates, you know, I think he dedicated himself off the ice to his fitness and the reason he was able to have a good play-ins in the summer was because of the preparation that he did, you know, during the off time. And then he came in and he had the engine. He had the engine, the motor, the mindset to be able to play the way that he needs to play. And, you know, I think one of the learning lessons for him was after that is, you know, what were the reasons? You know, it's what we continue to talk about. It's not just about, oh, Ryan played well. Well, we want to get this guy, help him get to a high, high level for us this year. It's why. Why did you do that? It was the training. It was the dedication. It was his mindset. He was moving his feet on the ice. He played a 200-foot game. There wasn't a lot of lag in his game. And, you know, he put a lot of work in, again, between the play-ins and now. And then the next level is just, you know, with some of these guys, is they're very talented players. And like you said, some nights they're going to make huge impacts on the score sheet. Some nights they might not have their legs or they might be a little banged up. Do they have a B game? Can they do the things that it takes to win that don't take any talent? You know, and it's consistency of effort. It's finding ways to help your team win when maybe you're not at your best or you're not having your best night, but are you a guy that we can rely on as coaches and your teammates can rely on you? So when number 92 gets in the lineup, everybody knows what they're getting every night. And if Ryan brings that, and I know that's his mindset to date, he's going to have a good season for us. He's going to help us win a lot of hockey games.
Predators head coach John Hines on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, John, I've talked to you before about Philip Forsberg, and one of the things you've talked about is trying to get him to play more with power and then let the skill take over after that. I think we've seen flashes of that from Philip. If he's able to do that and approach the game that way this year, what do you think the potential is for Philip Forsberg playing that way and playing with that style?
I think if Phil plays that way consistently, and I do believe he's another guy. I think he has the mindset that he has something to prove. He wants to have a strong year, but it was also, okay, this is how we're dealing with the guys. Okay, Phil, we want to have a strong year. Do you think you can be a top 10 winger in the league? Do you think you can be a player that drives our team night in and night out? You know, those are the things he wants to do, and he has that ability. He has the hockey sense. He has the body and the power to do it. He has the skill to be a top winger in the game. And now, again, it comes down to his consistency and really playing to an identity. And now, okay, Phil, what are the behaviors we need to accomplish this goal? And that's how we've worked with our guys. So, you know, right now I think our mindset is correct as a team and as individuals. And now the bullets are going to start flying tonight. And now it's the next step for us. They've accomplished that in training camp. Now we've got to do it in the regular season.
Talking to Predators head coach John Hines. John, the same seven opponents, tons of back-to-backs. How different, how strange is that going to be? And what's that going to mean on the chippiness scale as things get rolling here?
Yeah, you know, it is a little different just in the sense you have a lot of two-game sets. Sometimes they'll be back-to-back or it could be game day off game. So, you know, I think preparing for an opponent, and then you also have the ability – between games with the same opponent to kind of make some adjustments or lineup things that you feel are going to be important. So it's going to be a little bit from, I think, a coaching and playing perspective, a little bit like a playoff series, just in the sense that you're preparing a two-game set and you have opportunities to make changes or not make changes, like a playoff series in between a game one and a game two. So that'll be a little bit different, but I think exciting. And then to your question about the chippiness, and I think the rivalries, I think they're going to get heated up pretty quick, you know, because you're playing the same teams. You know that you got to get through those teams in your division to get into the playoffs. So, you know, I think the intensity level of every game, the frequency of seeing the opponents, you know, the back-to-back, like you don't have time to forget. You could have a chippy game against the New York Rangers in New York November 10th, and you don't see them until, you know, March 24th. So sometimes those things, there's too much of a gap between those games. We're here, you're going to see those guys, you know, probably within the same month.
John, last thing for you here, and you brought up the schedule there with how compact it is, and you're going to be playing a lot of times, maybe back-to-backs, three games in four nights. It's important every year to have two goaltenders operating well and being efficient for you, but how much more important is that this year with the schedule being what it is? And to that point, what have you seen from Pekka so far in training camp and as we head into the season here?
Yeah, sure. I do think that it's, you know, obviously with the condensed schedule and, you know, every week is almost, you're basically four games a week. And then I think depending on how it goes, you might play, you know, Sunday and then you play Tuesday, Wednesday, back-to-back, and you're playing again Friday. So there's very few weeks where you have, say, one or two days in between games. So I think the importance of your both goaltenders being able to play and utilizing them is going to be important for every single team, as we know. And those are the reasons why, because there's really no extended break to be able to give your goaltender a rest if he's played a lot of hockey or had a tough night or whatever it is. And I think Texas come back. You know, he's in a great frame of mind. I think he's had a good off season. Mentally he knows that we're going to need two guys. I think the things going on in his personal life, he's just had a young son. You know, I think his personal life is doing really well. I think he's excited to come back and compete with Juice for playing time. And I think he knows that he's got a great opportunity here. I think he's had a strong camp.
Predators head coach John Hines has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. John, really appreciate you taking time to join us. Looking forward to chatting with you throughout the season. And good luck as you get things rolling tonight against Columbus.
All right. Thanks, guys. I always enjoy talking with you, and have a great day. Looking forward to tonight.
Absolutely. John Hines has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexford. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what John Hines had to say there. The season getting underway tonight. What do we think of the way John Hines has handled this so far, given some tough circumstances that have been around the team since he's taken over as head coach? We'll discuss that when we come back. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.